trust.
Blog we lose Talk Radio.
We lose committed people to our lives. So we want calls and have pain that keeps us in bondage. And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we release angelic protection as you promised. Psalm 91 and 10, that you've given your angels charge over us. Isaiah 54 and 17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, shelter of refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we go, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59 and 19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8 and 37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8 and 31 says, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? We thank you for protection. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I praise you in the name of Jesus.
If anyone would like to take communion with us this morning, you may go and get your elements and get them ready, because we're going to take communion first before we begin to pray. So if any of you own would like to take communion with us this morning, please go and get your elements and get ready for communion.
As we come to the throne, I believe one of the most significant prayers that we can pray is prayer for our families and our marriages. For we see that all over the world, the enemy is trying to bring division to our households. For the word of God says that a house that's divided cannot stand. And we're getting ready to cover our families and our marriages. Families are important. And we need our family units to stay whole. When families live together, they encounter all types of oppositions, all types of decisions, and all types of circumstances. But through prayer, God will bless our marriages and our families. So, Father, we come to you in the humble posture for your throne of grace and your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus. What a privilege it is to be able to reverence your holy and your majestic name. For you, God, alone are truly great and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we need you to cover our marriages and our families. Cover our families with divine love and our unity. Cover our marriages with trust. Cover our marriages with love. And cover our marriages with commitment and loyalty. Cover our families with laughter. We pray in the name of Jesus that you tie us together as a family unit, that we will have strength for one another. We pray in our houses, in the name of Jesus, will behave in front of you. There'll be our personal getaways from the complexities of life. We pray that home will be a place in which we look forward to going. And we bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit that's fighting our homes. The spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty, confusion, and division. We come against discord in a and relationships. We bind the spirit of rage and the spirit of violence, physical and verbal abuse, sexual abuse, and selfishness. We come against the spirit of criticism, stubbornness, and deceit. We bind infidelity, abandonment, adultery, separation, and neglect. And we come against all hatred and unforgiveness in every wicked person that wants to separate our family unit. We come against all forms of evil against our marriages and our family unit. And we loose in the name of Jesus the God-given spirit of unity. God, guide our family. Give us spiritual devotion and forgiveness. Let our homes be homes of laughter, agreement, loyalty, and obedience, commitment, and release health, and release wealth. Father, when we don't even understand what to do on those hard days, when everyone is frustrated and everyone is up under stress, slip your presence in our homes.
Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites Prayer Ministry coming to you every first Saturday of the month. Usually we are in the home, but since COVID, we are online. We pray for 1 hour. We pray for the needs all over the world, also especially for mothers that have lost their children to gun violence, prison walls, whatever the situation may be, maybe pregnancy, maybe you're going through some type of sickness. Praise God. But God loves you no matter what. He knows the hurt and the pain that you face in life. So we try to cover some of these needs every first Saturday. And I am so thankful and so grateful to see all of you faces on. Can't see you face to face, but I see your number. Praise God. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Yes, we do. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another first Saturday, Lord, that we can come before you, come in the spirit as one, Father God, as we have gathered together to seek your face for many, oh God, that may not never know that we have, oh God, called unto you, oh Father God. Lord, I'm asking you to touch everyone on the line today, God, meet every need, God. Father, we know that you can do anything, Father, but fail. So, Lord, we are lifting up everyone that is on, everyone that's coming on. Father God, touch their hearts, touch their homes, touch their families, God. Whatever they may need, God, provide, God, because you are the provider, God. In the name of Jesus, heal, God, all types of sickness, because, God, we know you went about healing all types of sickness. And, Lord, we give you thanks and praise this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I do thank you all for coming again this morning. I see each one of you name by name. Praise God. I think I know everyone on this morning. Praise God. But we're going to go right on into our communion. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to take communion with us, please get your elements right now. Praise God. And let us go into communion first. This is how this God's favors are carried out every month. First of the month, we first give God glory and praise and honor and prayer. Second Sunday, every Sunday night, we have a program for you to listen to. Praise God. If you all want to come back on the same number every Sunday night, praise God, lifting up the name of Jesus, trying to encourage you with an encouraging word from the scripture. Praise God. So every Sunday night at 7 p.m., we are on. Every first Saturday, we are on if nothing happens. Mostly, I am going to directly send you an invite if that you can make it. If you can, we do understand, but we still pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's listen to Sister Gloria Dean as she brings communion scripture to us this morning. You may go forth, Sister Gloria Dean.
Okay, praise God, and good morning to everyone. Praise God. Well, I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning with verse 23 for our communion. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take. Eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my, this do ye as oft as ye drink of it in remembrance of me. For ye, as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Praise God. So I read from 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, begin with verse 23 through 28. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Can I ask Minister Cynthia Willard-Lewis, could you pray over the bread, please?
Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord, so grateful, Father, that you laid down your life that we might have life and life more abundantly. And Father, in this, the land of the living, Lord, we come to your table of brotherhood, of righteousness, and of honor and glory to you, Father God, seeking sustenance for another day. Oh, Lord, bless the bread that we receive to our body, for the healing of our bodies, Lord God, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, relationally, Lord God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Sustain us, Lord God, in this, the land of the living, that at the end of our journey, we might hear your words. Well done. Father, we thank you. And as we receive the bread now, in the name of Jesus,
may
and
we
all pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask Minister Ada, would she pray over the blood, the wine?
God, we just thank you and we praise you this morning for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you, Lord, and to pray over the wine this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name, which is a representation of the juice, which is a representation of your blood, God. We just thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Forgive us of any sin that we've committed that's known or unknown that's not of you before we wine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Let's partake of the wine, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the blood washes, the blood cleanses, hallelujah. It washes whiter than snow, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, what a great Christ, hallelujah. What a great Christ, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your cleansing. Glory to God of you. Oh, thank you, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Our thing always, it is no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Praise God. Our communion song, praise God, hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Our title, man ought to always pray. Luke 18:1. And I want to share that scripture with you this morning. That will be our scripture for this morning. Luke 18:1. And I had this really done on me as I was thinking, what scripture should I share with you today? Just before we began to pray, praise God, hallelujah. And it reads as thus, and he spoke a parable. This is a lesson in prayer unto them, and to this end. And this is something that he said we ought to always do until the end. He said, and men ought to always down, is what I want you to catch a vision of, because it was speaking of a widow woman, praise God. And we don't never know what we ought to pray for, but this is just an example. It said, there in the city was a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came to him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. There is somebody calling out today that needs prayer in some area of their life. They need your prayers and my prayer daily. They need you to remember them in prayer. This really, really stuck, crying out to that judge. And she was envisioning him, what need she was in. But hallelujah, Jesus said, and he would not for a while, but after he said within himself, though I fear not God, regard me. Yes, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust does say. This widow woman that's been stopped. There is somebody crying out for you to pray for them today. Don't stop praying. Remember somebody in your prayers today. So, our prayer target, and you may have a prayer target, remember mothers and their children, those that have been caught up in gun violence. Remember the poor. God, I hear people pray all the time, but God tells us to always remember the poor. Remember Israel, those that are facing difficult times, and those that are sick. Praise God. So we're going to begin to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to begin to pray, and if there is anybody on the line today that does not feel like praying, we don't want to pressure you to pray. So you can press 1 and we will not call your name. Praise God. But if you want to pray, I will be going down the line and asking you to pray. Praise God. So press 1 if you desire not to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the first person is going to be in 205. You may start the prayer with us, please. 205. Can you hear me? Sister Myra?
Ma'am?
Can you pray?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you. And Lord, we uplift your name because you are worthy, Lord. And we thank you for this day, for waking us up to see another day. And Lord, we ask that you look down on the sick. We ask that you look down on the ladies that's on this line, whatever their needs are. We ask that you touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And Lord, we ask that you bless this ministry. And we're asking that you continue to bring more ladies and more people on the line, that they can thank God, they can be one together in Christ Jesus. And Lord, you want us to come together and seek your faith and to love on each other. And right now, we want them to know that not only do you love them, but we love them too. and the love of Christ is reaching down, blessing each one of us on this line. And Lord, we just thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us. And we thank you for the healing. Because of this ministry, people will be healed, people will be saved, people will be set free. We thank you, Lord, for the lesson about the widow woman, because, Lord, we all are in need of something. We all are in need of prayer. We all are in need of you, Jesus, and we know that, and we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. We thank you for the Comforter. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't be nothing without you, so we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit comforts us in our hour of need, and we just thank you, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. The next person will be Nancy Clinton.
Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we give you back your word in 1 John 5:14-15 that tells us, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Oh, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we come together in unity and on one accord, lifting up, Lord God, Minister Vivian, this ministry, all of your beloved prayer warriors on the line, all of our families, Father God, asking for another ounce of mercy and grace, that on this morning, the first Saturday of the month of August, Lord God, the month, Lord God, where the city of New Orleans and the region have experienced such devastating storms, Lord God, that you cease all trouble, Lord God, in the heavens and on earth, Lord God, that we might live in peace and in harmony, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that our families are pulled together, Lord God, under the blessing of your fatherhood, the Father, the creative force of life, Lord God, that we might, Father God, go to the Son and repent of all our faults and failings, Father God, that we might speak to one another and ask for forgiveness of our sins as we come to you this morning and ask for forgiveness of all the times that we have failed you. And then, Lord God, through the might of the Holy Spirit, the third person, Lord God, of the Trinity, Lord God, that we may be equipped and empowered to do your will, Father. And as we walk in your will, we confidently know, Lord God, that all that we ask and desire shall be granted us, because we are on the path that you, Father God, have designed for us from the beginning of the foundations of the world. Oh, Lord God, we are so grateful. We are grateful, Lord God, that we soar in heavenly heights, that our eyes are fixed on you, and that, Lord God, we walk under your anointing and in your way, thanking and praising you for every measure of grace that is bestowed upon us and our loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray this morning and say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Next is Minister Sharon.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come to your throne of grace, thanking you for the breath of life, Lord God. Thank you for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day, Lord God. Your grace and mercy is brand new every morning, Lord God, and we thank you. Thank you for watching over this ministry, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the woman of God in the name of Jesus, Minister Vivian. Thank you for blessing our Lord God. Continue on blessing this ministry in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift my pastor up to you, Pastor Kenneth P. Stratton, Lord God. Thank you for watching over him. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for your grace and mercy for him each morning, Lord God. Take him from the crown of his head to the throne of his feet, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing Mercy Ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing all the ministers on the roster on Mercy Ministry in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for every minister in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the city, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the police department, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing those that's in the hospital. Thank you for blessing everybody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I thank you. And I thank you for blessing my friend Joyce, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless her daughter. Put her under control. Send the Holy Spirit after her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for blessing each family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing each one that's on this line, Lord God, this morning. Thank you for blessing their families in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for each and every one, Lord God. And this is my prayer. I lay it before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Gloria Dean.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God, that we can just see another day that you awaken us, God, and we can just praise the Lord and love you, give you glory and give you honor. Oh, Father God, it's so good to love you, and you love us, God. And, Father God, you woke us up this morning, and we're all in our right mind. That is so important, to be in our right mind. And, God, we just want to thank you so much for the things that's going on in the world today that you have something to do with to bring peace, God, to all of what's going on today, to all family members, all families, God. So much is going on in the families, God, killings, God. The mothers, the grandmothers, the children, the youngsters, 12 years old, 14 years old, being killed, being shot. Oh, Father God, it's so sad. It's a hurting going on, God. They're hurt. God is such a hurt. So young that these youngsters are getting out. 12 years old, going on with these gangs and these other boys, God. They're telling them things. And once they want to get out, well, they're sure they kill these little youngsters. They don't care. But, God, it's the enemy. The enemy, the demonic forces of hell, God, that's moving upon the youth today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come against all the demonic forces of hell in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we loose the blood of Jesus. We loose the blood of Jesus upon the youth. God, go into the homes today. Go into the homes today, God, where they are. Go into the homes today, God, where some of them are probably thinking of doing something because they've got angry with something that's went on. They're ready to go and try to get a gun to go and kill. But, Father God, we ask God to go on, move upon these youngsters, move upon these 12, 14 years old, 15, 16, 18, whatever. And even these older people, God, going in, things happen on the job, and they going in killing managers and everything, God. Something's wrong with the mind, God. Something's wrong with the mind. But, Father God, we ask you to continue, God, where these youngsters are, God. Let your blood begin to flow through, God. Let your blood flow, God. Let it flow, God, to go through these youngsters, God, that they won't get angry, that they won't kill, God. We bind them up. We bind up the spirit of killing. We bind it up away from them, Father. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose the peace of God, the peace of God. God, to move upon them, move upon them, move within them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And at the same time, God, we ask you, God, that you touch the mothers, the grandmothers, and all the relatives, God. And everyone else, God, that's going through with this, the youngsters have been killed, God. We ask you, God, right now, according to the word of God, God, that you would give them strength, God. They need your strength today, God. They need your strength. They're going through it. It's hard, God. They're going through it. They need your strength, and they need your peace, God. According to your word, you said you give strength to your people, and you bless them with your peace. This we're asking, Father, today. For the world today, and we ask them right now, God, that you bless all families, our families, and all the families all over the universe today, God, that you preserve us from all evil. Preserve us, God. from all the evil, all the things that could be so much harm. God, just preserve us, God. Preserve our souls. Preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, my God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Ada, would you go forth?
God, we just thank you. Thank you, Minister Vivian. We just thank you. We praise you and we glorify you this morning, God. You're just such a wonderful God, and there is no other like you. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, doing for us what we are unable to do for ourselves in Jesus' mighty name. And God, continue leading, God, and directing our path, allowing us to be those people that you want us to be in Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God. Forgive us of all of our sins, known or unknown, that we forgive, that we committed, that's not of you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for helping us to forgive ourselves in Jesus' name. And God, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord. Thank you for children, Lord, all over the world. We lift them up to you, Lord. Thanking you for covering them with the blood of Jesus. Everybody they come in contact with, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Everywhere they go, God, cover them with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, protecting them from all hurt, all harm, all danger. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you for it, Lord, because you're just such a wonderful God, and there is no other like you. We thank you so much. We praise you so much. We glorify you so much, Lord. We just thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you. Minister Kathy.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, oh God, to be able to come together on one accord. Thank you, oh God, for the strength and the power of your anointing that is operating on this line right now. We thank you, Father God, that you have heard the prayers of these that have gone forth until this point, and you've sent your angels out on assignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just show our gratitude today, oh God, as we lift up your holy name. Father, we can't thank you enough for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you for those that are behind the prison bar, oh God. We thank you right now for the prison bar that is flinging open to free some of your people at this appointed time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would anoint those that are coming forth from behind the prison bar with the blood of Jesus and crowning them, O God, for your glory. For, Lord, you have hid your word into their hearts. And as they exit out from behind the prison bar, O God, that your word will begin to flow from them, O God. In the name of Jesus, as they are exiting the gates, oh God, and walking out to freedom, they will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For they will know that it was you and you alone that consummated this sentencing and allowed them to walk free by your mercy and by your grace. And Father, we're ever so thankful, oh God. We pray for those that are on parole. We pray that parole officers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, would be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray that they will do the right thing behind those that are coming from behind the prison bar, oh God, that they will do their jobs, oh God, that they will not send these men and women that have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God, that they will not suppress them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, with unfounded and unsubstantiated things that they would do to hinder these men and women that are coming from behind the prison bar, in the name of Jesus, with the word of God on their lips and the anointing in their heart. For they have studied the word behind the prison bar, and they have hid it within their heart. And so therefore, oh God, we await the manifestation of your holiness that are coming from behind that prison rock. that's going to raise up an army, oh God, of believers because of the faith that they have in you, oh Father. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. For they went in one way and they're going to come out a whole different way. They're going to come out crusaders and warriors for Christ. Oh, Father, we are thankful. We're thankful. Oh, God, let us not forsake the reading of the word and the gathering together in one place, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Because as these inmates are coming from behind this prison bar, oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, they're going to need true believers to have true support. Oh, God, to do the works that you have assigned them to do. Oh, Father, let them not be met with resistance. Let them not be met with judgmental attitudes, oh, God. For we have all sinned and come short of your glory, oh, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that as we stand and get short of your glory, oh, Father, that you did not strike us dead in the name of Jesus, O Lord. So look upon these that are coming from the house, from behind the prison bar. Look upon the ministers that you would have to minister, to be mentors to these. For they are babes in Christ, but yet they're toddlers. They're eating meat, but they're not eating the strong meat. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would touch. We ask that you would receive. We ask that you would pull up and pull down that which is not of you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up these ministers that will be standing before your people, oh God, and that continue to stand before your people. Take off the veil, Father. Reveal the secret and the hidden things, oh God, so we can get down to the business of being true warriors for Christ. Strip us down, oh God, and let us let the trueness be shown. Even if it brings about shame, oh God. Even if it brings about embarrassment, oh God. For they lifted themselves up and made themselves hardy before thy throne, oh God. Some even placing themselves above and before you. In the name of Jesus. We know you come soon. In the name of Jesus. Let us be a prepared people for a prepared event in the name of Jesus. Lord, you put a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Oh God, so let us come to the table and eat in the name of Jesus. Let us come to the throne room with prayer and praise. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it rightfully belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy name, amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Minister Zadie, go forth.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, with all that is within us, oh Father God. We lift up, oh God, and we praise your holy name, dear God. Thank you, oh my God, for being a God, oh God, in the midst, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for being our heavenly Father, Father God, that proud to you, oh Father God, our Father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, when we can't call on our biological family. Oh, God, mothers and fathers, we can call on you, God. Thank you. We can tell you all about it, oh, God. Oh, God, you said your word is never leave us. You never forsake us, oh, Father God. You said you would answer, oh, Father God, while we were yet calling, oh, God. We just thank you, God, for knowing this, oh, God. We We just thank and praise you, Lord God. Thank you for God's praise this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, for Mr. Gideon, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for each and every one who will come, oh Father God. We just thank you for every petition, oh God, that has known forth, oh Father God. We just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for this moment of prayer, oh Father God, that we can come together, touching and agreeing, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, truly, oh Father God. Oh God, we need you all over the land, God. We need you, God, all over the land. Oh God, oh Father God, in our homes, oh God. Oh neighborhoods, communities, oh God, cities, states, throughout the country, oh God. We need you here, oh God. We need you, Lord God. Oh, God, as we are, oh, God, speaking right now, Father God, a phone call just came in, oh, God, saying that one of my little, oh, my God, one of my husband, little granddaughter-in-law is in the hospital right now, oh, God, on the ventilator, oh, God, long, oh, God, oh, Father God, full of fluid, oh, Father God, oh, God, just crying out, asking you, oh God, to touch her, oh God. Touch Cassandra Alford, oh God. Touch her, Lord God, in a way, oh God, that none other can touch, oh God. You know and need, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, while we're calling on you, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, let us come through this, oh God. Oh God, bringing her out, oh God, not only her, oh Father God, but each and every one, oh, Father God, is going through at this hour, oh, Father God. Hospitals, oh, God, for the babies, oh, God. Oh, God, with great illness and diseases, oh, God. And that you can touch, oh, God. Heal, Lord God. Oh, hospitals, nursing homes. Oh, God, oh, Father, sick rooms everywhere, oh, Father God. As that you heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Let's lay your hand, oh, Father God. Just speak a word, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know that you will, oh, Father God, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Oh, God, all of the mothers and the fathers, oh, Father God, that are going through, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, mothers and fathers crying out, oh, God, for their children, oh, God. Children are crying out for their parents and loved ones, oh, Father God. There's so much, oh, God, grief is going on in the world, oh, God, today, oh, Father God. So many, oh, God. Oh, God, so much, oh, Father God. Bereaved families everywhere, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. As it is, just look, God. Just, oh, God, everywhere, oh, God. Oh, God, again, oh, God. To just prick hearts, oh God, everywhere. Change wills everywhere, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, illuminate minds, oh God. Oh, illuminate minds everywhere, oh God. Oh God, that backslide, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, illuminate minds, oh God. The young people everywhere, oh God. Our young people, oh God. Oh, the young people, oh, God. Keep your loving arms around them, oh, God. Let them hear a word, oh, Father God. Let them hear a word from you, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God. Let them hear a word, oh, God. Let, oh, God, turn their hearts, oh, God, to you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, and we will give you glory for all that you do, oh, Father God. We'll give you glory for all that you've done, oh, Father God. And we just thank and praise you for it all. Yes, God, in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We love you with every fiber of our being. In Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Janice, go forth. Janice Williams. Great start. Can you hear me, Sister Janice?
God, for this opportunity that he has given us. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
We thank God for everyone that is on this line this morning. And we know that he said that all we had to do was call on him, that he would hear our prayers. This is what he said. And then he went on to say that if two or three gather together, that he would be in the midst. So we know that he is ever present with us as we call on him. But we also know that many of us are wondering what is going on, what's happening to our people, what's happening to our community, in our neighborhood. Well, in Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 18 through 19 and 20, it talks to us about the works of the flesh. And we're witnessing the works of the flesh. And many times we don't realize that these are the works of the flesh and that our forefathers have not gone and repented of these sins. And these sins have been cast back to us. We are the third and fourth generation. And many times the third and fourth generation has not acknowledged God. This is what we're witnessing. This is what we're looking at. So God is saying to us, those who are in Christ, pick up the word. Pick up the word. It's in the word. This is where your answer lies. It lies in the word of God. He's ever present. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Renounce these things. Put these things under our feet. Repent. Go to him. He is our Father. Repent of the sins of those who have gone on before us. Denounce them. Separate yourself from those sins because they're ever before us. We can see them. We must repent. We must go to our God and repent for the sins of our forefathers. And most of the time we say, well, I don't know what they did. Go to God and ask him. He will show you. Oh, hallelujah. He will show you. So you can go and ask, and he will deliver your family. Deliverance is needed. Deliverance. Oh, God, help us. We need deliverance. Oh, God. Send the warriors, oh, God. Send them, oh, God, who are mighty, who are bold, who will go before the throne. Oh, God, we ask you now, call for them, oh, God, to rise up. Pick up the word. The answer is in the word. No need to wonder. No need to seem confused. It's in the word. We thank you, God. We thank you for listening ears. We thank you for opening hearts. Oh, God, we thank you now. The word has gone forth, God, that you will hear us, oh, God. And not only will you hear us, God, we will be doers. We will go forth. We will do what is needed, oh, God. We will do what is needed. And we thank you, God. We thank you for Sister Vivian. We thank you for these women, oh, God, the men, oh, God, who are on here this morning, who are hearing, who are doers, oh, God. We thank you for them. Oh, Master, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor because it's all about you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Dennis. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for everyone that has come this morning. Praise God as we go continuously before the Lord, thanking him for his word this morning that he has laid before us, that somebody needs prayer. Man, oh, to always pray and not faint. Lord, we thank you. Yes, God. We thank you for the prayer request that was called in this morning. Somebody has got lung cancer. Somebody, Patricia, is going through some troublesome times. Lord, we don't know what all people are going through, but we lift them up to you, God, because we know that you can do all things but fail. Thank you for Minister Janice this morning. Thank you, oh, God, for her family, God. Pour out your spirit continuously, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, apply the blood. Hallelujah. Minister Zadie, God, thank you for her household, and thank you for the request, God, that she has brought this morning concerning her husband, niece, God, Father, God, you do your perfect work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Minister Kathy, God, Lord God, that I have called out unto you this morning, Lord, Father, God, touch her home, everything that she needs, God, you are her provider, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Minister Ada, God, Father, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you're pouring in the oil and the wine and ministering to her and her household, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for Sister Gloria Dean and her entire family, oh God, Lord God. Oh God, that you ministering to her and God, you drawing them in by your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Rebecca, God, for her household, God, all of her children, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are touching her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you are healing where she can't see, God, but, oh God, you are going into every nook, crevice, oh God, of her body, every vein, God, you doing your perfect work in her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Madam Cynthia, oh God, yes, Lord God, oh God, we just lift her up to you, Lord God, whatever she looks to you for, God, she knows how to look toward the heavens, oh God, and call unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, open up, God, and pour in. Oh, God, you said you own the cattle on a thousand hills, oh, God. Oh, God, Father God, I thank you for Minister Sharon this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that you'll continue to, oh, God, minister her and heal her and touch her by your spirit, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for Minister Myra this morning, Lord God. Everything that she needs, God, everything that her hand shall touch, oh God, it shall be blessed today, God. Hallelujah. We thanking you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, because we know, God, that you can do anything but fail, Lord God. We are lifting up the poor to you this morning, God. Oh, God, that the poor shall be filled, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, we're bringing them before you, Lord God. Oh, God, that stands in need, God, you have stepped in and provide, because, oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are providing. Provider, oh God, for our needs, God. We are lifting up Israel to you this morning, oh God. So God, in the name of Jesus, peace over Israel, God. And we're praying that many will come to know you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said you wish that all be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Lord, we are praying this morning that Israel will call upon you and know you as their personal Savior, Lord God, that you are the Savior of the world, oh God. Hallelujah. We are thanking you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that there will be no lack, oh God, in either one of us, God, because, oh God, hallelujah, you're going to feed us with good things continuously, God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for every hurt, oh God, that they have, some people have been broken and hurt by different ways, oh God, maybe by family members, maybe, oh God, by loved ones. God, but oh God, you to heal them. May we say, God, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, oh God. And Lord, when you, oh, we look at ourselves, oh God, you start the healing process and it moves in and through our bones, oh God, and lifts us and builds us up in our most holy faith, oh God, that we may be able to stand before you. God, remove every hurt, remove, oh God, every, oh God, sickness, oh God, that tries to attach itself to us, oh God, because we are whole, God. Yes, we are. We are whole in Jesus Christ. God, bring salvation. Bring salvation. You said you wish that all be saved. Hallelujah. Bring salvation, oh God, to those, oh Father God, oh God, that don't know you, oh God. Let someone plant a seed. Let every one of us that call unto you this morning be able to plant a seed in somebody's life today, God. And Lord, they are turned to you and give you the praise and the glory, God. We may not know who it is, God, according to your word, God. There was a widow woman, hallelujah, praise God, that came asking and begging, God. Lord, someone out there this day, hallelujah,
Oh, God, they need to know you, Father God, in the pardon of their sins, oh, God. Father, we pray, oh, God, that every prayer that has gone up from each one of us on here today, God, Lord, that the prayers are not in vain, that they are incense in your nostrils. Hallelujah, praise God, that you are pleased, oh, God. Oh, God, Lord, God, so minister, oh, God, even the more. Pour in even more into the homes, oh, God. Father God, into the lives of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift up our voices to you, Father God. You said lift up our voice, oh, God, unto you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, we lift up, oh, God, Father God, our hearts to you, Father God. Anything that's in our hearts, it shouldn't be, God. Lord, oh, God, because you said out of the issues of the heart, oh, God, flow the issues of life. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord, we want to be alive, pleasing to you, oh, Father God. So touch our sons, our daughters, oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, everyone that don't know you, God, bring them, oh, God, out of the hog pen this morning, Lord God, wherever they may be, God, bring them, oh, God, Father God, if they are on skid row, God, this morning, oh, God, they got so many living under the bridge, God, oh, God, minister to them, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give them a new life, oh, God, a life in you. Father God, alive, the live, oh God, of holiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we are praying, oh God, yes, this morning. Oh God, Father, oh God, yes, Lord God, for all the unrest, oh God, that is being caused in the White House, God. We bring our president, oh God, and our ex-president before you, God. Lord God, that they are here, the call of the Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, minister to our president this morning in his feeble needs. God, build him up, make him strong, oh God, to stand, God, in the midst of adversity. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord, we are asking you, Lord God, oh God, to be his eyes and speak his mouth, oh God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for him. Oh, God, look on every governor, oh, God, of every state, oh, God, Lord God. Oh, God, let them know they can't do this thing without you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, Lord God, Lord God, oh, God, plant in the hearts, oh, God, a heart of love, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, that's the only thing going to help us is a heart of love, oh, God. You told us, how can we say we love you when they don't love each other? Let there be love ringing out in our cities and in our country, oh God. Oh, Father, touch our males, oh God, in every city, oh God. We are praying for, oh God, Cantrell, oh God, every city, God, where there are males, oh God. Lord, we are lifting them up before you, God, and we say, Lord, touch in a mighty way, God. Oh, Father, bring, oh God, our more into, oh God, parishion, oh God. Father, as the children returning to school, oh God, Lord, in the colleges, oh God, let them not get caught up into, oh God, into the worldly things, oh God, and do drinking and over drink, oh God, but let them have a mind to study, oh God, but then may they call upon you and say, Lord, as I study, I need you, Lord God. Let them know to put you first, oh God, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this is God, a life, oh God, that is, oh God, walked out according to your will, oh God, oh Father God, and we want to, oh God, continue, oh God, to bring the word before us, God, because when your word go before, it's a light to our left, our feet, and a light to our path, and it will lead us and guide us into all truth. And I thank you again for each one that come on, everyone that had a mind to come on but couldn't come on, God. I thank you for this day, God. Oh, God, that you have allowed us to call unto you, and you said you would answer us, and you would show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Yes, Lord God, and we thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I do thank each one of you all. Praise God. God bless you. And I just pray that you can come back with us on Sunday night, every Sunday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's just serve the Lord together. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace in your home, wherever you shall go, wherever your feet shall trod. May you have peace. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.